Napa know-how.
Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolored paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 500,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
This is the New England Patriots News Feed on CLNS Radio. Today is Wednesday, November 16th, 2016. I'm Michael Longy, reporting for CLNS Radio, the leading online provider of audio and video coverage of Boston sports. Much of this year, the number one story surrounding Tom Brady has been the Deflategate fiasco that overtook the NFL and mainstream media for the better part of a year and a half. Now, after Brady has served his four-game suspension and the Patriots have paid their $1 million fine and lost a first-round draft pick, it appears that it's finally time to move on. Brady himself is doing that in a rather interesting way by mocking the entire situation in the latest commercial released by Foot Locker on Wednesday. In the spot with Brady, two fans walk into a diner having picked up their shoes and wonder aloud how it's possible that the company is sustaining success. Brady overhears the two and launches into a speech, which eventually becomes about him, saying, quote, "Just because something is great year after year doesn't mean anything is going on. Why can't some things just be great? It starts with questions, and then questions turn into assumptions, and then assumptions turn into vacations. So why would you punish the week of greatness for something that has never happened?" End quote. ESPN's Darren Revelle spoke with Foot Locker's Vice President of Brand Marketing, Jed Berger, about the spot, and Berger said that Brady was all in with the ad, saying, quote, "We like our spots to allow athletes to poke fun at themselves, and people enjoy that. Our fans and customers like to see these athletes as human. I don't think anyone has seen Tom Brady like they see him in this spot," end quote. In other Brady news, the quarterback did not participate in his weekly Wednesday press conference with the media this morning, but he will speak with the media on Thursday instead. Running back Deion Lewis was activated to the 53-man roster by the Patriots over the weekend, but he did not make it onto the 46-man game day roster for Sunday night's game against the Seattle Seahawks. Now, if Lewis is to make his season debut this Sunday against the San Francisco 49ers, head coach Bill Belichick isn't letting anyone know ahead of time. Belichick said on Wednesday of Lewis, quote, "I think anytime a player is coming back from missing a significant amount of time, there's a certain build-up process. Sometimes that accelerates, sometimes it doesn't, sometimes it stays right on a straight-line course. It's hard to predict that how that's going to go. There's a big difference between training and playing football. You can run around a track, run up and down a hill, do 10,000 push-ups and all of that. I mean, that's great, but that's not being out there with 21 other guys playing football. Football is football. Training is an important part and a component of being ready to play football, but playing football is playing football," end quote. For the third time this season, fullback Glenn Gronkowski has been signed to the Patriots practice squad. After originally getting signed on October 1st, the younger Gronkowski was released for the first time on October 12th and then re-signed on October 17th. He was released again on November 7th before getting re-signed on Wednesday. Gronkowski fills the final 10th spot on the Patriots practice squad. That's it for today's Patriots news feed. To get even more up to speed on the four-time Super Bowl champs, follow CLNSradio.com on Twitter, at CLNSradio, and on Facebook at Facebook.com/CLNSfans. And be sure to subscribe to the CLNS Radio New England Patriots postgame show and the Patriots Beat podcast feed, both available on iTunes and Stitcher, as well as on the CLNS Radio mobile podcast app. This is Michael Longy with Patriots News Feed.